请我们看以弗所书。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
从第八节念起。
We read from verse 8.
念到第十二节。
From verse 8 to verse 12.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，小字说成了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得所称赞。
Which he has caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, in him in whom we haveAlso obtained an inheritance, been marked out beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who have pre-trusted in the Christ.
请我再看罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
三十六节
Verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
For of him, and through him, and for him are all things. To him the glory forever. Amen.
请我们再看约翰福音
The Gospel of John
第十二章
Chapter 12
从二十节念起
We'll read from verse 20
念到第二十八节
20 through 28
那是上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利伊人，他们来见加利利不塞大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“人子的荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。”若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命，直到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在那里，服侍我的人也要在那里，若有人服侍我，我父必尊敬他。我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名， 还有在荣耀。
The verse 20 through 28. And there were certain Greeks among those who came up that they might worship in the feast. These therefore came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee. And they asked him, saying, Sir, we desire to see Jesus. Philip comes and tells Andrew. And again Andrew comes and Philip. And they tell Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the grain of wheat fall into the ground, die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it to life eternal. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall be my servant. And if anyone serve me, him shall the Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but on account of this have I come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. There came therefore a voice out of heaven, I both have glorified and will glorify it again.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
主，当我们聚集在你面前的时候，
Lord, when we gather before you,
我们的心满了感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
我们感谢你像我们这样的人。
We thank you that people like us,
你竟然召聚我们在你爱的柱子面前。
You would gather us before the table of your love.
你叫我们来纪念你。
And you ask us to remember you.
你叫我们来与你交通。
And you ask us to come fellowship, communion with you.
你叫我们来敬拜你。
And you ask us to come to worship you.
你也叫我们等候你自己的回来。
And you ask us to wait for your return.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为从头到末都是怜悯，都是恩典。
For from the beginning to the very end, it is your grace, it is your mercy.
我们感谢你又给我们机会能到你自己的跟前。
We thank you that you have given us another chance to come before you.
主，你如果还有未了的话，
Lord, if you have remaining words,
求你对我们说。
We ask you speak to us.
因为你的话是灵，是生命。
For your word is spirit and life.
我们离了你不能生活。
We cannot live without you.
我们离了你没有侍奉。
We, besides you, we cannot serve.
我们恭敬把这个时间交在你的手里。
We entrust this period of time on
your
hand.
愿你的圣灵在我们每一个人里面完成你的工作。
That your Holy Spirit will accomplish your work in each one of us.
叫你心满意足。
That your heart is satisfied.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
每一次在白饼之后，
Every time after breaking of bread,
我觉得没有话可以说。
I feel I have nothing to say.
当初在五旬节的时候，
And that day at Pentecost,
3,120个弟兄姊妹，
3,120 brothers and sisters,
以后天天就把得救的人嫁给他们。
And in addition, daily, the Lord added to them.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训和教通。
they continue daily in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
白饼和祈祷。
Breaking of bread and prayer.
我们看见这些蒙恩的人。
We see those who have been saved by grace.
他们都遵守使徒的教训。
They obey the teaching of the apostles.
这里的使徒在原文里是多数的。
Here the apostles are plural.
但是这里的教训是单数的。
But the teaching is singular.
表明说，虽然使徒的教训有各方面的注重。
It says that although the teaching of the apostles have different emphasis and different aspects,
但是他们的教训只有一个。
But their teaching is only one.
因为他们的教训是他们从主所领受的。
Because their teaching is what they have received from the Lord.
使徒们没有自己的教训。
The apostles do not have their own teachings.
他们没有自己的发明。
They do not have their own inventions.
他们只把从主那里领受的来传给我们。
They only pass on what they have received from the Lord to us.
不但他们的教训是这样
Not only about their teaching
他们的交通也是如此
It is also so with their fellowship
保罗没有保罗的交通
Paul does not have his own fellowship
基法没有基法的交通
Cephas did not have his own fellowship
虽然他们在那里交通
although they are fellowshipping
但是他们的交通是根据他们与主的交通
but their fellowship is according to their fellowship with the Lord
所以使徒约翰告诉我们
so Apostle John said
我们与父与子交通
and we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son
我们就把这个交通来与你们交通
and then we fellowship with you with this fellowship
使徒虽然是多数的
Apostles are plurals
但是教通是单数的
But the fellowship is only one
因为这个教训就是神儿子的教通
Because this fellowship is the fellowship of the Son of God
我们每一个人都蒙召进入神儿子耶稣基督的教通
Every one of usis called into the fellowship of the Son of God Jesus Christ
把使徒的教训和交通能实行出来
to practice to live out the fellowship and the teaching of the apostles
最主要的是两件事
and the most important things are two
第一件事是白饼
the first thing is to breaking of bread
第二件事是祷告
The second is prayer
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们在这里一同白饼纪念主
Now here we are breaking the bread to remember our Lord
我们在这里不但是纪念他为我们过去所做的
We not only remember what he has done for us in the past
我们也在那里今天这个时候与他有交通
and we also have fellowship with him today in this moment
与他的宝血有交通
to have fellowship with his blood
与他的生命有交通
to have fellowship with his life
因为我们活着就是基督
for us to live is Christ
我们不但在这里与主交通
Not only we have fellowship with the Lord here
我们也在那里等候主回来
We also wait for his return
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果我们能保守这个白饼的精神
If we keep the spirit of breaking of bread
我想我们也不必再讲什么话
I think we do not need to say any further.
因为我们实在看见在基督里同归于一了。
Because we really see we are one in Christ.
巴不得我们一直在交通的灵里头。
May we continue in the spirit of fellowship.
在白饼的灵里头。
In the spirit of breaking of bread.
好叫主回来的时候，我们可以欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐地见他。
So that when the Lord returns, we can meet him with joy.
所以这是我对于白饼以后，我总是感觉说够了。
So after every time after breaking of bread, I always feel this is enough.
我们不必再加上什么话。
And we do not need to add any more.
如果我们能遵守这个白饼的灵，
if we can keep the spirit of breaking of bread.
但是因为弟兄们这么安排，我只有顺服。
But the brothers have so arranged, so I have to be obedient.
我这次在主面前的负担
This time, my burden before the Lord
就是怎样在侍奉上在基督里同归于一
is how we, in this matter of service, how can we be one in Christ?
我觉得说如果要在侍奉上在基督里同归于一
If we want to be summed up in Christ in this matter of service,
唯一的路就在罗马书第十一章三十六节。
The only way is in Romans chapter 11 verse 36.
我们一切的侍奉
and all our services
必须本于他。
It has to be from him.
必须从他那里来的。
It has to be out of him, from him.
不是照着我们的旨意。
It is not according to our will.
那是照着他的旨意
but according to his will.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人
and every one who has been saved by grace,
我们都是被呼召的人
we are all called.
我们的呼召就是侍奉神
our calling is to serve God.
我们每一个都是君尊的祭司
and every one of us is the royal priest.
但是我们要怎样来侍奉他呢
But how do we serve him?
我们照着我们所认为好的来侍奉他
Do we serve him according to what we think to be good?
我们把我们的最好给他
To give him our best
这样侍奉是否能讨他的喜悦呢
Now is this a way that can please him?
这是我们普通所想的
And this is what we have been thinking
我把我的最好给他
I give him my best
我把我的真心给他
I give him my true heart
我照着我所认为最上好的我来服侍他
I serve him according to what I think is the best
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
在真正的侍奉上
In real service
一切都要从他而来
Everything has to come out of him
一切都是要根据他自己的喜好
Everything has to be according to what he likes
所以我们说
So we say
我们的侍奉不能根据遗传
Our service cannot be according to tradition
我们的侍奉必须要根据启示
Our service has to be according to revelation
神把他的旨意告诉我们
God has revealed his will to us
我们就照着他的旨意来服侍他
We serve him according to his will
但是光光照着他的旨意还不够
But it is not sufficient just to according to his will
我们还得要依靠他
We also have to depend on him
依靠他的意思就是说
It means this
我们的做法必须是从他来的
Our method has to come from him.
不是照着我们的做法。
It is not according to our method.
不是照着世界的做法。
It is not according to the method of the world.
我们必须要照着他的做法。
It has to be according to his method.
因为我们的主他才是道路。
Because our Lord, he and he alone is the way.
他不但是真理，他也是道路。
He is not only the truth, he is also the way.
我们的主是我们侍奉的路
Our Lord is our way of service
他不但是我们生命的路
He's not only the way of our life
因为我们如果不走在主里面
If we do not walk in Him,
我们在生命上就一点没有长进。
Now we will not grow in our life.
并且在侍奉上，我们如果不走在他的路上，我们的侍奉也不能蒙神悦纳。
In service, if we do not walk in His way, our service cannot be pleasing to God.
我们看见主在地上的时候，
We see when the Lord was on earth.
他一切的侍奉，
All His service
都是根据神自己的旨意，
was according to the will of the Lord.
他要叫神满足，
and He wants to satisfy the heart of God.
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
他侍奉的道路是十字架的道路，
The way of His service is the way of the cross.
他的方向，他的旨意，
That is His direction, and that is His will.
完全遵行神的旨意，
is totally obedient to the will of God.
这样他的侍奉就蒙神的悦纳。
And this way, His service was pleasing to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
侍奉的秘诀是在十字架。
The secret of service is the cross.
不要以为说我有才能，
Do not think that I have ability.
我有口才，
I have eloquence.
我能服侍，
I am able to serve.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
唯一真正侍奉的路，
The only way of service,
就让十字架把我们除去，
is to let the cross reject us,
好叫主的生命从我们里面流露出来，
that the life of Christ can flow out from us,
并且我们也看见在侍奉的路上，
we also see that on this way of service,
神今天的旨意不是个人的。
The will of God is not on individual.
单枪匹马不是神的旨意。
Do it all by himself, by yourself, is not the will of God.
神的旨意是团体的。
The will of God is corporal.
我们所有的侍奉，
All our service,
是为着建造教会。
Is for the purpose of building the church.
不是建造我们自己的国度，
is not to build my own kingdom.
不单是这样，
not only that,
我们侍奉的能力不是出于我们自己，
the ability of service is not out of ourselves.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，
it's not by might nor by power.
是靠着他的灵方能成事，
but by the spirit of the Lord.
所以我们看见说，
therefore we see,
侍奉必须要本于他。
The service has to be from Him.
这是来源的问题。
And this is a matter of source.
侍奉必定要依靠他。
The service has to depend on Him.
这是过程的问题。
And this is a matter of process.
然后，最后就是侍奉要归于他。
And finally, service is unto Him.
我们的侍奉乃是为着他。
Our service is for His purpose.
叫他的旨意得以完成。
That His will can be accomplished.
叫他的名能得着荣耀。
That His name can be glorified.
所以这是我们侍奉这三方面主要的原则。
Now, these are the principles of our service in these three different aspects.
所以今天我们要问一个问题。
So today we have to ask a question.
我在这里侍奉神。
I'm here serving the Lord.
究竟我的侍奉能不能归于神？
Is my service unto Him?
是不是能叫神满意的？
Is my service able to satisfy the heart of God?
是不是叫神能得着荣耀的？
Is it something that can glorify Him?
如果是，
If yes,
我们的侍奉就能归于他。
Our service is unto Him, for Him.
叫神能得着荣耀。
That God can be glorified.
我想在圣经里头，
I think in the Bible,
有许多的名词。
There are many terms.
荣耀这个名词在圣经里是最难解说的。
The term glory is the most difficult to to explain in the Bible.
To define.
To define in the Bible.
我们如果讲到称义的话，
if we talk about justification,
我们还能定义说是什么意思。
We can define what it means.
我们讲到成圣洁的话，
we talk about sanctification.
我们也能讲圣洁究竟它的定义是什么。
We can try to define the meaning of sanctification.
但是我们说到荣耀的时候，
but when we talk about glory,
我们就感觉非常的困难。
We feel it is very, very difficult.
但是感谢神，
but we thank God.
我们看见每一次神的荣耀显现，
we see that every time when the glory of God expresses,
就是神自己显现，
and that is his, he himself manifests.
当他满意的时候，
when he is pleased,
他就显现了，
then he manifests himself.
他的荣耀就显现了，
then his glory comes out.
所以你记得到会幕建造建立的时候，
so you remember when the tabernacle was established,
神的荣耀就充满了这个会幕，
the glory of God filled the tabernacle,
甚至于那些服侍的祭司都不能在里头，
this, the priests that are serving in the tabernacle, they could not stay inside,
因为荣耀充满了那个会幕，
for the glory of God filled the tabernacle,
神自己充满，
God himself filled the place.
他满意了，
He was pleased.
你们所建造的会幕都是照着我的旨意建造，
and the tabernacle you built is all according to my will.
摩西虽然在埃及学了埃及所有的学问，
although Moses had learned all the learnings in Egypt,
埃及在那个时候他们的建筑是特别的，
and at that time the architecture in Egypt was special.
一直到今天，这个金字塔乃是世界一个奇迹。
Now even today, you have to consider the pyramid of Egypt to be a wonder.
摩西学了埃及所有的学问。
Moses learned all the learnings of Egypt.
他是一个最好的建筑师。
He was the best architect.
如果神说你为我盖一个会幕，
if God said, build me a tabernacle,
摩西说没有问题，
Moses said, no problem,
我能盖皇宫，
and I could build a palace,
我能盖金字塔，
I could build the pyramid,
盖一个会幕有什么难处呢？
It's not hard to build a tabernacle,
但是不，
but no,
神说，
God said,
每一件事都要照着我山上的启示，
everythingsingle thing in the tabernacle has to be according to the revelation I have given you on the mountain.
不但然材料是如此，
not only the materials like this,
重量是如此，
the weight is like this,
尺寸是如此，
and the size is like this,
连一根线都是如此，
even a thread has to be according to the pattern on the mountain.
照人来讲，
according to man,
那神实在太轻看摩西了，
God was took, he didn't understand Moses.
他是大有才能的人。
Moses was mighty in ability.
神太啰嗦了。
And God talked too much.
他只要说你替我盖一个会幕就成了。
God only has to say, build me a tabernacle.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
摩西忠心。
Moses was faithful.
连一根线他都照着神的旨意。
And every single thread.He did it according to the will of God.
所以当这个会幕建造起来的时候，
so when the tabernacle was built,
完全是根据神的启示。
Everything according to the revelation of God.
神满意。
God was satisfied.
神的荣耀就充满在那里。
His glory filled the place.
神就接受这个会幕做他的居所。
God accepted the tabernacle to be his resting place.
这个在圣经里头我们一再看见。
And this is something we see again and again in the Bible.
但是有的时候，
but sometimes,
我们看见神的荣耀显现，
we see that the glory of God appear.
不是为着他满意，
not because he's satisfied.
实在是相反的，
it's opposite.
为着他所定罪的，
that's because his condemnation.
所以他的荣耀出现的时候
So when his glory appeared
他的审判就来到了
His judgment comes
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
不管如何
No matter what
我们知道荣耀乃是神的显现
We know that glory is the appearance of God
他可以显现来接受
He can appear to accept
表示满意
And he's satisfied
他可以显现来责备
He can appear to condemn
来审判
To judge
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
等到我们的主回来的时候
When our Lord returns
当他的荣耀显现的时候
When his glory appears
究竟他对我们是满意的呢他是审判的
Is he going to be satisfied with us or is he going to judge us?
你记得在马太福音第二十五章里面
You remember in Matthew chapter 25
主耶稣用两个比喻
The Lord Jesus used two examples
这两个比喻都是与主回来发生关系
And both examples have to do with the return of the Lord
因为主说在那个时候
Because the Lord said at that time,
在那个时候就是主回来的时候。
And that time is the time when the Lord Jesus returned.
他说有十个童女。
He said there are two virgins.
五个是聪明的。
Five wise.
五个是愚昧的。
Five are foolish.
圣经里头自由信主的人是称为童女的。
And in the Bible, only the believers.Are called virgins.
因为不信的人在神的眼中都是犯罪作恶的人。
Because the people who did not believe in the eyes of God are the sinners and the violators.
但是被主宝血洗净的人。
But those who have been cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
他们在神的面前好像童女一样。
In the eyes of God, it's like virgins.
我们都是许配。给基督的
We have been all betrothed to Christ.
我们是等候我们的主回来。
We are waiting for the return of our Lord.
但是五个童女是聪明的。
But five virgins are wise.
他们的聪明不在乎其他的事上。
Their wisdom are not on other things.
因为他们除了他们有火把里头的油。
Because not only they have the oil in their fire,
in the torch, 他们还有在器皿里头装了油。
They also have saved oil in their vessels.
这个就是他们的聪明。
And this is their wisdom.
因为他们不知道主什么时候回来。
Because they do not know when the Lord would return.
如果主迟延的话
，If the Lord tarries.
他们的火把里头的油烧尽了
And the oil in their torch would burn up
他们就没有办法去迎接新郎
Then they would not be able to receive the bridegroom
所以他们在器皿里头预备了额外的油
So they prepared extra oil in the vessels
这是他们的聪明
This is their wisdom
但是五个愚昧的童女
But there were five foolish virgins
他们的火把里头有油
They have oil in their torch
当他们出去迎接新郎的时候
When they go out to receive the bridegroom
他们还是有光在那里照耀
There are some light there
但是他们在器皿里头没有装油
But they did not prepare and save oil in the vessel
他们认为说还有更宝贵的东西
They think that there are something more precious
也许是金银宝石
Maybe the gold, silver and precious stone
也许是他们人认为是最宝贝的东西
It may be what they think to be the most precious thing
也装满了
They also fill
但是
But
他们是愚昧的
They are foolish
为什么呢
Why?
因为新郎迟延了
Because the bridegroom tarries
但是他不是不来
It is not that he's not coming
忽然有声音说新郎来了
And suddenly there's a voice saying Here comes the bridegroom
他们都醒过来
They all wake up、
我想为着 帮助弟兄姊妹的缘故。
So for the sake of helping brothers and sisters,
我想只能多讲一点了。
And let me say a little bit more.
这个十个童女是指着已经睡了的基督徒。
These ten virgins refer to the Christians that have been asleep.
不但愚昧的睡了。
Not only the foolish were asleep.
聪明的也睡了。
The wise ones are also asleep.
因为主迟延的缘故。
Because the delay of the Lord.
第一世纪的圣徒死了。
The saints of the first century, they have died.
第二世纪去迎接主的死了。
The second century saints, they also died.
一直到我们今天二十一世纪的初夜。
And today, the 21st century.
所以这个就是指着已经睡了的神的儿女。
So they refer to God's children who have already been asleep.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
十二才是整数。
12 is a whole number.
十是负责的意思。
10 is responsible.
十二是完全的数目。
But 12 is a complete number.
所以有十二个使徒。
So there are 12 apostles.
那么还有两个人在哪里呢？
Now, where are the other two?
你在二十四章里头就看见那两个人。
You see in chapter 24 that two.
因为当主来的时候。
Because when the Lord returns,
两个女人在早晨推磨。
There are two women who were doing the grinding.
两个人在田里中午的时候做种田。
There were two people who were tilling the ground.
两个人在晚上睡觉。
There are two people who were asleep at night.
忽然说，主来了。
And suddenly it says the Lord comes.
一个被取去。
One is taken, the other one is left.
这是说主来的时候还活着的基督徒。
And that refers to the Christians who are still alive when the Lord returns.
但是也是分两种。
But there are still two kinds also.
一种是被提去的。
One who have been taken up.
一种是被留下的。
One who have been left behind.
这个是指着还活着的基督徒。
These refer to the Christians who are still alive.
当主来的时候，我们还活着。
When the Lord returns, we are still alive.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我深深的感觉。
I really feel.
我们就在这个时候。
We are, this is our moment.
我们看见一代一代圣徒过去了。
We see a generation and a generation of the saints who passed away.
主还没有回来。
The Lord did not return.
一直到今天。
Until today.
你如果看看世界的情形。
When you see the things in the world.
你如果看见教会的情形。
When you see the conditions of the church.
你看看你们自己的情形。
When we see ourselves.
是不是时候到了？
Is it about time?
是不是主要回来了？
Is it the time that Lord shall return?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天是处在最有盼望的时候。
We are in the most hopeful time today.
也是在最重要的关头。
And also the most critical moment.
忽然，我们的主要来了。
Suddenly, our Lord appears.
因为他来像贼一样。
Because when he appears, he will appear like a thief.
有没有一个贼，他要来要睡吹，窃窃要吹号的。
Is there any thief? He will announce his coming.
我来了。
I'm coming.
有没有？
Is there any thief like that? No.
没有。很稀奇。
But very amazing.
好像他来的时候都是你没有防备的时候。
When a thief comes, he comes when you are not prepared.
他来做什么呢？
Why does he come?
把你的垃圾偷偷去了。
Is he going to steal your trash?
我盼望他天天晚上来。
Then I hope he'll come every night.
他好像知道你的宝贝在哪里。
He seems to know where your treasure is.
他来就是把这个宝贝拿去了。
He comes to take the treasure.
把垃圾都留下来。
And to leave behind the trash.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们的主回来的时候也是这样。
When our Lord returns, it's like this.
不但对已经死的人。
Not only for those who have already slept.
当他们醒过来的时候，
When they woke up,
你就看见了两种不同的光景。
You see two conditions.
一种是聪明的。
One, the wise ones.
他们有额外的油。
They have extra oil.
他们除了代价 预备了油。
They have paid the price and prepared the oil.
他们是不但有圣灵，是被圣灵充满的。
They not only have the Holy Spirit, but they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就进到婚姻的筵席去了。
Then they enter into the feast.
但是那个愚昧的童女呢
？But those foolish ones.
他们没有油。
They do not have the oil.
他们说有的是金银宝石。
What they have is gold, silver, and precious stone.
金银宝石发光没有这么亮啊。
The gold, silver, and precious stone, they could not give light.
所以他们不配去迎接主。
So they are not worthy to go to receive the Lord.
他们要去买油。
They have to go buy the oil.
等到回来门已经关。
When they return, the doors are closed.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天对于主再来，我们的看法实在是有缺点。
So there is something, some shortcoming in our attitude toward the Lord's return.
在许多的诗歌里头。
In many songs.
都说到号筒吹响的时候。
It says when the trumpet blows.
天使在那里大声的时候。
When the angels make announcement.
那么就来了。
And then the Lord shows up.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就着我们来说。
But regarding us,
已经太迟了。
It is already too late.
因为他来像贼一样。
Because he will come as thief.
没有号筒的吹响。
There's no trumpet.
没有天使的声音。
There's no sound announcement of the angel.
忽然，他已经来了。
Suddenly, he shows up.
把他的宝，所宝贝的提取。
He will take up his treasure.
我想弟兄姊妹恐怕听到这个觉得有点纳闷了。
So I think you may feel troubled by this saying.
究竟主来是什么意思呢
？Now what does it mean when the Lord returns?
我们知道马太福音二十五章说主。要回来。
Matthew 25 says, the Lord shall return.
这个 coming, 这个回来在原文里是 presence, 是在来。
And this coming, in the original language, it means coming again.
他已经来了 到了。
He already arrived.
但是这个到了啊 ,parousia, 这个词啊
But this term parousia,
这个词懂得希腊原文的人都告诉我们。
Now this parousia, according to those who know the Greek originals,
不是执着一刻的时间一件事情。
It is not referring to one moment and one thing.
那是执着一段的时间有一些的事发生。
But it talks about a period of time, a string.Of things happening.
今天我们的主不在这里。
Today our Lord is not physically here.
他已经离开我们回到天上。
He has left us and returned to heaven.
虽然今天他把他的圣灵赐给我们。
Although today he has given us his Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵还是与我们同在。
And through the Holy Spirit he is with us.
他与我们同在直到世界的末了。
And he is with us until the end of the world.
感谢赞美主。
And we thank
但是就着他本身说。
But according to himself,
他已经升到高天之上。
He is already raised up to the heavens.
坐在父神的右边。
And seated on the right hand of the Father.
有一天他还要回来。
One day he shall return.
他现在是离开了。
And now he is away.
但是他应许我们，他还要回来与我们同在。
But he has promised that he will return to be with us.
但是他怎样回来呢
？But how does he return？
你如果看《使徒行传》第一章的话
，If you read Acts chapter one，
在那里我们的主在橄榄山上就升天了。
And there our Lord ascended on the Mount Olive。
那他的门徒啊，在那里看他。
And the disciples were watching。
他们看见他从这个山上就慢慢的上升了。
They watched him ascending from the top of the hill.
但是当他上升的时候
But when he was ascending,
有一个云彩把他接去了。
A cloud came and took him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
从橄榄山到云端是看得见的。
From the Mount Olive to the cloud, it is visible.
但是从云端一直到天上是看不见。
But from the top of the cloud to the heaven is not visible.
但是门徒们还在那里看。
But the disciples were still watching.
虽然看不见。
Although they were not able to see.
他们还在那里看。
They were still watching.
有两个穿白衣的人。
And two wearing white.
他们就显现。
They appear.
说加利利人啊。
They said, Galilee.
你们为什么举目望天呢？
Why are you still watching into the heaven?
这个离开你们上升到天上去。
This one who has left you and ascended to the heaven.
他也要照样地回来。
And he will return the same way.
弟兄姊妹，这是《使徒行传》第一章十一节所讲的。
Brothers and sisters, this is in Acts chapter 1 verse 1.
所以我们要知道他怎样回来与我们同在。
So we can know how he shall return to be with us.
就要知道他怎样离开我们升到天上。
Now we have to know how he left us.
当他回来的时候。
When he returns.
这个过程刚刚相反。
It's a reverse process.
从宝座到云端看不见的。
From the throne to the top of the cloud is not visible.
从云端到橄榄山是众目都能看见。
From the cloud to the Mount Olive is everybody can see.
所以主的回来有两段。
So the return of the Lord, there are two sections.
第一段是从宝座到云端。
The first section is from the throne to the top of the cloud.
这个是看不见的。
And this is invisible.
这个就是他说我来像贼一样。
And that is to say that I come as a thief.
你如果惊醒，你就能去。
If you are awake, you can go up.
你如果不惊醒祷告，你不能去。
If you do not watch and pray, then you cannot go.
今天这个云端是什么地方呢？
Now today, where is the top of the cloud?
云端是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of the top of the cloud?
我们知道撒旦的大本营在云端里面。
We know the headquarters of Satan is in the cloud.
所以他成为空中掌权的恶魔。
So it says he is the devil, that he is a principality and the power of the air.
所以当我们的主要开始从宝座到云端里那个时候。
So the moment when our Lord wants to come, descend from the throne to the top of the cloud.
有一些信他还活着的基督徒。
There are Christians who believe him and still alive.
因为这个两个就是教会的代表。
Because this two, number two,is a representation of the church.
有两三个人奉主的名聚会，主就在他们中。
The Lord is with them who have two or three who gather together in the name of the Lord.
两个人在那里推磨。
And two doing the grinding.
这是早晨。
And that is the morning.
两个人在那里耕田。
And two the tilling the ground.
这是白天。
That is the day during the
day. 两个人在哪里睡觉？
Two asleep.
这是晚上。
That is at night.
不是有六个人。
It's not six people.
是两个人。
Only two people.
为什么？
Why?
地球是圆的。
Because the earth is round.
在有些地方是早晨。
In some place it is the morning.
有些地方是白天。
Some other place is the during the day.
有些地方是晚上。
Some other place is at night.
神的儿女今天分散在全世界上。
And today God's children are scattered all over the earth.
我们活在这里为主。
We live here for the Lord.
主知道我们的情形。
The Lord knows our condition.
我们是不是惊醒等候？
Are we watching and waiting for him?
我们是不是跟从主走主的道路？
Are we following him and walk his way.
外面看不清楚。
In the outside, they don't cannot see.
好像两个都是一样的。
And you can see the two appearing to be the same.
在工作就工作。
And they are all working.
连睡觉也可以睡觉。
Then they can sleep.
你不要以为主要来了就不睡觉了。
And do not think when the Lord is returning, so I'm not going to sleep.
你不要以为说主要来了就不工作了。
And don't say that because the Lord is returning, I'm not going to work.
在基督教的历史里头。
In the history of Christianity.
有人预言说主什么时候到了。
And some prophesy the Lord will return on a certain day.
他们把工作都放下。
They left their work.
穿了白的衣服。
They put on the white garment.
到旷野里头去等候主。
They went to the desert to wait for the Lord.
但是主又回来。
But the Lord did not come.
因为主说我什么时候回来，没有人知道。
Because the Lord said, when I will return, nobody knows.
只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以你在这里看见。
So here you see,
我们虽然都是属于主的人，
although we all belong to the Lord,
我们在表面上都看不清楚，
on the surface we are all the same,
但是主他知道我们实在的情形。
But the Lord knows our real condition.
如果那些生活是满有圣灵的，
those who are filled with the Holy Spirit in their life,
他就把他提取。
The Lord takes them.
有一天
One day,
盼望就是今天。
Hopefully it's tomorrow.
忽然在地上有一班基督徒不见了。
Suddenly on earth, there's some Christians disappear.
他们就是启示录十二章的男孩子。
They are the man child of the chapter 12 of Revelation.
他们已经在地上胜过了撒旦。
They already overcome Satan on the earth.
因着主的宝血。
And for the blood of the Lord.
因着他们所见证的话。
For the word of their testimony.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。
They do not love their life even unto death.
主知道。
The Lord knows.
把他们提到天上去。
He takes them.
他们冲过了撒旦的大本营。
They have gone through the headquarters of Satan.
因为他们已经得胜了。
Because they have overcome.
他们知道宝座。
They reach the throne.
去迎接主耶稣回来。
To receive the Lord Jesus to return.
这般人乃是欢迎主回来的人。
These are the people who welcome the return of
the Lord. 当他们达到宝座的时候，
when they reach the throne,
空中就有征战，
and there is fight in the air.
米迦勒就带着天使与撒旦和他的跟从人征战。
Michael brings the angels to fight with Satan and his followers.
撒旦就从云中掉到地上来。
The Satan was thrown, will be thrown to the cloud to the ground.
现在这个云端是清楚的。
Now the cloud is clear.
主就带着他的得胜者从宝座到云端。
The Lord then brings his overcomers from the throne to the cloud.
这些事世界看不见。
These things are not visible on the earth.
不知不觉这些事情就发生了。
But unknowingly, these things happen.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our hope of glory.
到撒旦被丢到地上来的时候，
when Satan is thrown to the ground,
地上发生什么事？
What does it happen on the ground?
那个时候，罪恶，那个三二一的罪恶都在地上。
Now the three sins are on the earth.
撒旦，
Satan,
敌基督。
The Antichrist
假先知
and the false prophet
都在地上。
They are all on the earth.
那个就是三年半的大灾难。
And that is the tribulation for 3.5 years.
不要以为说我们是得救的人。
Do not think because we are saved.
所以大灾难来到的时候，我们都已经被提到天上去。
So when the tribulation comes, we have all been raptured.
如果没有准备好。
If we are not prepared,
如果我们的生活没有让圣灵 来管理我们。
If our life is not governed by the Holy Spirit,
如果我们的侍奉没有照着神的心意，
If our service is not according to the heart and mind of the Lord,
因为马太二十五章第二个比喻是这样说。
Because the second parable of Matthew chapter 25,
当主回去出去到远方去的时候。
When the master goes to the far, far away,
他就照着仆人的才干。
Now he, according to the ability of the servants,
给他们五千两、二千两、一千两的银子。
He gives them 5,000, 2,000, and 1,000.
这些是主给他的仆人的本钱。
And these are the investment that the Lord actually gives to His servants.
今天神不但是给我们生命，
Now, today, the Lord not only gives us life,
他也给我们恩赐。
He gives us gifts.
每个人都是有恩赐。
Everyone is given gifts.
有的人恩赐大一点，像五千两。
And some has bigger gifts, 5,000.
有的人现在二千两。
Some 2,000.
有的人一千两。
Some 1,000.
但是不管你有多少，
But no matter how much you have,
主要我们去做买卖。
The Lord wants us to deal with it.
这是我们的侍奉。
And this is our service.
不但生活需要圣灵充满。
Not only our life needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们的侍奉要有忠心又有见识。
Our service has to be faithful and has to be wise.
照着神的旨意。
According to the will of God.
照着他的道路。
According to his ways.
我们来做买卖。
Now we deal for him.
做属灵的买卖。
We deal the spiritual deal.
这是我们的侍奉。
This is our service.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
有的五千两的，二千两的。
Some 5,000 and 2,000.
他们都照着神给他们的恩赐，忠心去做。
They work faithfully according to the gifts that God has given to them.
他们都是良善的。
They are all good.
就是懂得主的心意。
They all know the heart of the Lord.
主把恩赐给我们，不是叫我们埋在地里的。
The Lord gives us gifts, not for us to bury it under the ground.
只要我们去做买卖。
And the Lord wants us to use them.
并且要照着他的旨意去做。
And to use them according to the will of God.
这个仆人，他出来的时候。
This servant, when the Lord returns.
要得着称赞。
Will be praised.
不但得着称赞，
Not only will be praised,
他要得着奖赏，
and he will be rewarded.
但是女媚的仆人呢？
But those foolish servants,
又懒惰又不忠心。
They are lazy, they are not faithful.
他把他的恩赐埋葬了。
He buried his own gift.
他不侍奉。
And he does not serve.
他侍奉马门。
And he served mammon.
他侍奉他自己。
He served himself.
他把神所给他的本钱埋葬了。
He put the investment that God has given him, bury it.
结果呢？
And finally,
要受审判。
And he will be judged.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以你要看见。
So you have to see.
对于主再来的事情。
Now, regarding the Lord's return.
他的回来与我们同在有两段。
And his return to be with us, there are two sections.
第一段是从宝座到云端。
The first section is from the throne to the cloud.
看不见的
，not visible。
只有那些事事警醒、常常祷告、忠心侍奉的人
，and only those who are awake, who pray and who serve faithfully，
他们要被提，一直到宝座
，and they will be raptured to the throne directly。
他们要欢迎主从宝座到云端
，they will receive the Lord。From the throne to the cloud.
那么在地上有大灾难。
Now on the surface of the earth there is tribulation.
神再给他的儿女一次机会。
God gives his children another chance.
你可以在大灾难中做得胜者。
You can be an overcomer in the tribulation.
然后等到时候到了。
And then when time comes,
天要主要立天而降。
The Lord will rend the heaven and come down.
他要带着他的圣徒一同到地上。
He will bring his saints to the ground.
那个时候，他没有从云端到地上来之前。
Now before he comes from the cloud to the earth.
我们看见到大灾难三年半过了。
We know that on earth, the tribulation is 3.5 years after that.
那么号筒就要吹响。
And then the trumpet sounds.
天使就有大声。
And the angels will announce in the loud voice.
那个时候在主里已经死了的人都要复活。
And at that time, those who have slept in the Lord will rise.
活着还存留的基督徒都要被提到空中。
And those who are living and still those who are remaining and living, they will be taken to the cloud.
不是到宝座，
not to the throne,
乃是到空中，
but to the air.
那个时候所有属于主的人都要聚集在主的面前。
At that time, all who belong to the Lord will gather before the Lord.
那个时候就是圣经所说的基督台前的审判。
And that is the moment, according to the Bible, is the judgment of the judgment the seat of the judgment seat of Christ.
这个不是白色宝座的审判。
This is not the judgment before the great white throne.
因为白色的宝座是指着永生永死的审判。
Because the judgment at the great white throne is about the eternal death or eternal living.
这是宝座，是政治。
And this is the throne, this is judgment, this is government.
但是在空中，神的儿女一同相聚在主的面前。
But God's children are going to gather together before the Lord in the air.
在圣经里头说是基督台前。
And that is in the seat of Christ.
The bema of Christ.
The bema of Christ.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
因为在古时的时候都是大家庭。
In the old time, in the East, there are all large families.
不像今天都是小家庭。
And not today, there are just the small families.
所以在那个时候啊，你就知道几代的人啊都在一起的。
And at that time, many generations will live together.
那么有一个家长。
And there is a head of the house.
这个家长啊过了一段时间就要召集家庭会议。
Now, once in a while, this head of house would gather the household to have a meeting.
那么家长就坐在这个台上。
And the head of the household would sit on the platform.
这个台是稍微高一点的，他就坐在上面。
And slightly higher, he will sit on top of it.
那么全家的老小都站在他的面前。
The whole household, old or young, will stand before him.
你如果不是他家里的人，你没有份了。
If you are not part of the household, you have no part in it.
他在那里做什么呢？
And what does he do?
如果你对家里荣宗耀祖，
If you give glory to the family's name,
那他在那里要称赞你，
Then he will praise you,
要奖赏你，
and will reward you.
你在那里如果叫你的家受羞辱，
If you put shame to the name of the house,
他要责备你，
and he will blame you,
甚至要审判你，
or he will judge you.
所以审判要从神的家开始，
So judgment shall start in the house of God.
然后这个审判要临到犹太人，
Then the judgment will arrive to the Jews.
然后这审判要连到全世界。
And then the judgment will then reach the whole world.
那个基督台前审判过了。
And after the judgment at the Bema,
主就要从云端到橄榄山。
The Lord then will come from the cloud to the Mount of Olives.
橄榄山就要裂为两半。
Then the Mount Olive will split in two.
那些还存留的犹太人就从那里逃走。
And those Jews who are still remaining will escape from the slip.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
所以我们在这里要看见。
Here we have to see.
我们要惊醒。
We have to wake up.
我们不要做一个留在经过大灾难的中间的基督徒啊。
We do not want to be those Christians who have to remain in the tribulation.
我们今天不肯为主受苦啊。
If we are not willing to suffer for the Lord,
到了大灾难的时候还得受苦啊。
When the tribulation comes, we will suffer again.
因为主爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
主要预备我们。
The Lord wants to prepare us.
叫我们每一个人都能装配整齐，能见他的面。
That we can be equipped well to see him.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是活在那个最紧张的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we live in the most tense moment.
但是是最 exciting 的时候。
But also it's the most exciting time.
因为我们的主随时可以。
Because our Lord can return anytime.
随时有一般的基督徒要背起上身。
Now when he comes suddenly, then some Christians will be raptured.
这就是神对于腓立特腓教会的应许。
And this is the promise of God to the Philadelphia church.
因为你守我忍耐的道。
Because you have been obedient to my word of perseverance.
我在那全世界所撕裂的时候，要拯救你脱离这个时候。
I will save you from the moment when the whole world will be in tribulation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们不能再随便了。
We cannot be careless.
我们不能再放松了。
We cannot be just let ourselves go.
我们是活在这个最重要的时候。
We are living in a critical moment.
盼望我们每一个人都是装配整齐。
I hope every single one of us is well equipped.
我们的生活蒙他的悦纳。
Our life is pleasing to him.
我们的侍奉是满他的心意。
Our service satisfies his heart.
我们不能再搞零零碎碎的事情了。
We cannot do these meaningless things.
这些照人看是好的。
And something that people see to be good.
但是在主面前是否是主是要我们做的。
But are these pleasing to the heart of God?
让我们真正能起来。
May we truly be able to rise up.
叫我们的侍奉能归于他。
That our service can be unto him.
什么叫做归于他呢？
Now what is unto him?
归于他简单的说来就是荣耀他。
That unto him, to put it simply, is to glorify him.
我们所有在地上的侍奉，
Now all the services we have on this earth,
不是为着求自己的荣耀。
It is not to glorify ourselves.
乃是为着神的所荣耀。
It is for the glory of God.
凡是出于基督的，
Now, whatever is from Christ,
凡是出于基督的侍奉，
the service that's out of Christ,
这个能荣耀神。
And that can glorify God.
所以我们看见当主在地上的时候，
So when our Lord was on earth,
他在地上是神的仆人。
When he was on earth, he was the servant of God.
他怎样来做神的仆人呢？
And how did he be a servant of God?
他怎样来侍奉神的旨意呢？
How did he serve the will of God?
我们看见到他十二岁的时候，
When he was 12,
他到耶路撒冷圣殿里被立为律法之子。
And when he went to Jerusalem and in the temple he was established as the son of the law.
今天在犹太人中间是十三岁。
And now in the among the Jews that's 13 years old.
就立为律法之子。
And that's their bar mitzvah, the son of law.
在那个时候是十二岁。
At that time, it was 12.
当他在十二岁到圣殿里成为律法之子的时候，
When he was 12 years old, he entered into the temple to be made a son of the law.
他没有跟着他地上的父母回家。
He did not go with his parents on earth to go home.
他留在圣殿里头。
He stayed in the temple.
他的父母回家。
His parents went home.
找不到他，
couldn't find him.
就再回来去找他。
So they returned to look for him.
他们没有到圣殿里去找。
They did not go into the temple.
他们到地下地方去找。
They went to the other places to look for him. They couldn't find him.
到了第三天，
the third day,
他们在圣殿里找到他。
They found him in a temple.
他坐在这些律法师的中间。
He sat in the middle of the people of the law.
他不但在那里听，他在那里问。
He not only listened, he actually asked.
他所问的，叫这些听见的人都觉得稀奇。
And what he asked, marvel those who have heard.
他肉身的父母亲就说。
And his mother in the flesh said.
儿子啊，我们这样 焦急地找你啊。
He said, Son, we have been looking for you with such anxiety.
主什么说？
The Lord said,
你们为什么找我？
Why did you look for me?
我岂不应当以父的事为念吗？
Should I be mindful of the things of my father?
我是律法之子。
I am the son of the law now.
我的责任是服侍神。
My responsibility is to serve God.
以他的事为念。
Now his thing should be my thing.
但是那个时候他只有十二岁。
He was only 12 years old.
他不是一个能独立的人。
He was not able to be independent.
所以他顺服他地上的父母回去。
So he submitted to his parents on earth and went home.
他就成了一个木匠。
And he became a carpenter.
圣经告诉我们说 the carpenter, 那一个木匠。
The Bible said the carpenter, meaning the good, real good carpenter.
表明说他的手艺啊是第一等的。
It said that his skill was the first rate.
一点不马马虎虎的。
And he was never careless.
一切都是为着神的荣耀。
Everything for the glory of God.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Dear young brothers and sisters.
你在哪里读书？
You are studying.
是为谁读的？
For whom?
为你自己读的呢？
For yourself?
为你父母读的呢？
For your parents?
还是为着神读的？
Or for God?
我们应当读书是为着神读。
We should study for God.
我们无论做什么事情，为着神的荣耀。
No matter what we do, do all things to the glory of God.
不荣耀神的事情不做。
Things that do not glorify God, we don't do.
荣耀是神的事情，是我们的责任。
To glorify God is our responsibility.
他一直到三十岁才出来传道。
The Lord.Wait until he was 30 years old to come out to preach the word of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他世界上的父亲约瑟大概已经早去了。
Because his father on, according to the flesh probably has passed away early.
地上照地上的人来看他是长子。
Now according to the things of the earth, he was number one son.
所以他有责任。
He has responsibility.
他做木匠一直到三十岁。
He was a carpenter until he was 30 years old.
来养他的地上的母亲和兄弟。
To care for his mother and his brothers.
到三十岁他就出来了。
When he was 30 years old, he came out.
但是他怎么出来呢？
How did he come out?
一个君王如果出来的话
When a king came out
那恐怕有大的盛会
And there will be a big feast
但是他到约旦河去受约翰的洗
But he went to the river of Jordan to be baptized
约翰不敢替他受洗
John dare not baptize him
因为约翰里面知道这个人不同
Because John knew in his heart
This
person is different.
这个人没有需要悔改的事情。
He did not need to repent.
约翰说，我应当被你施洗。
And John said, I should be baptized by you.
你怎么来受我的洗呢？
How did you come to be baptized by me?
但是主说，
But the Lord said,
让我们来尽主办的义。
We have to do all the righteousness.
这是神所定规。
And this is what God has destined.
神所定规的旨意，要人悔改。
The will of the Lord is that we all repent.
我就站在人的地位上。
Now I'll stand on the ground of a man.
代替人来悔改。
And I'll repent for men.
放下他的自己。
He laid down himself.
从那个时候他开始侍奉。
From that moment on, he started to serve openly.
但是他一生的侍奉有一个原则。
But his whole life of service, there was one principle.
这件事是否是父的旨意。
Is this according to the will of the Father?
神能不能得着荣耀？
Can this glorify God?
他不顾惜他自己。
He does not care for himself.
他不顾到世界去称赞。
He does not care for the praise of the world.
不管人怎么说。
No matter what men say.
他只问神，我的父，能不能得荣耀？
He only asks one question.Would this glorify my father?
这个是他一生侍奉的一个原则。
And this is the principle of his whole life of service.
他为着这个 我们记得在约翰十二章里头。
For this reason, in John 12, we remember.
他在那里质问一个问题。
He asked a question.
当外邦人都要来求见他的时候。
When the Gentiles came to see him.
照人说，这是主耶稣在地上最荣耀的时候。
Now according to man, this would be the moment of glory for the Lord.
主耶稣，我的荣耀到了。
And the Lord says, the time of glory comes.
他的荣耀不是世界上人所认为的。
But his glory is not the glory that the men of the world said.
他说我心里忧伤。
He said, it grieved my heart.
我不知道怎么做才好。
I don't know what to do.
父啊，救我脱离这个时候。
Father, save me from this moment.
他想到十字架。
He thought about the cross.
但是他说不要照我的意思。
But he said, not according to my will.
我是为着这个而来的。
I come for this moment.
他说父啊。
The Father.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify thy name.
天上就有声音说。
And there's a voice coming from heaven.
我已经荣耀了我的名。
I have already glorified my name.
我还要再荣耀。
I will glorify again.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是归于他的意思。
And this is what it means by up to him.
在我们所有的侍奉上。
In all our services.
我们能不能归于他。
Can we do this unto him?
地上的荣耀算不得什么。
The glory on earth counts nothing.
唯有能荣耀神的，这个才是归于他的。
Only when we can glorify God, that is unto him.
这个是摩西在地上侍奉的原则。
And this is also this is the principle when Moses was serving on earth.
他在神的家里敬重。
And he was faithful in the whole house of God.
虽然他经过许许多多的误会，许许多多的痛苦。
Although there were misunderstandings about him, he also suffered much.
但是圣经说他是地上最谦和的人。
But the Bible says he's the most meek among the sons of men.
意思就是说他这个人是没有自己的。
That means he has no self.
他只知道神的荣耀。
He only knows the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在新约里头，我们看见保罗也是这样。
Even in the New Testament, we see Paul is the same way.
他能做见证说，亚基伯王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意思。
He can testify, King Agrippa, for this reason, I have not been disobedient.To the vision from heaven.
就是当他在那里写腓立比书的时候。
Even when he was writing Philippians.
他说我不是以为我自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not consider myself to have obtained.
我是忘记背后努力面前。
I forget about the past and press on.
向着标杆直跑。
And press on toward the goal.
他的标杆就是基督。
And his goal is Christ.
一直到提摩太后书第四章的时候。
And when he comes to 2 Timothy chapter 4,
他知道快要离开世界。
He knows he's going to leave.
他说我当跑的路我跑尽。
He says, I have run the course.
我当守的道我守住。
I have kept the faith.
我应当打的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the fight.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我承受。
From now on, there's a crown of Christ of righteousness.
不但为着我存留，
not only for me,
也是为着一切爱慕主显现的人存留，
but also for all the love, the appearing of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天在地上的侍奉，
today we serve on earth.
感谢主，
we thank God.
他还有机会，
we still have opportunity.
我们不要回头赶过去，
do not.Look at the back. Look
当你回头看过去的时候，
when you look backward,
你只有失望。
You only have your only disappointment.
后面回头没有什么好看的。
In the back, before, there's not much to see.
我里面的感觉好像现在我才是开始要侍奉主了。
I feel that now is the moment I start to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们的侍奉是本于他，经过他，归给他。
Brothers and sisters, may our service is from Him, through Him, and unto Him.
只要神的荣耀就够了。
It is enough that the Lord is glorified.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你的恩典是何等的丰厚。
Lord, your grace is so abundant.
但是我们常常浪费你的恩典。
But we oftentimes have wasted your grace.
我们依靠自己，我们看重自己。
We too think too highly of ourselves.
我们寻求人的称赞。
We seek the praise of men.
赦免我们。
Lord, forgive us.
叫我们从今以后在侍奉上有一个转机。
Lord, that from now on there's a turning point in our service.
不但在我们的生活上。
Not only in our life.
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is all in all in us.
就在我们的侍奉上。
Even in our service.
不是我们。
Not us.
是你是我们的一切。
But you are all in all to us.
从你来，经过你，也归给你。
From you, through you, and back to you.
不但我活着就是基督。
Not only for me to live is Christ.
我侍奉就是基督。
But to serve is Christ.
奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.